Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
My name is Emily Dalton, and I am a local pediatrician who has had the experience of dealing with the health insurance system from three perspectives: that of a patient, that of a small business owner, and that of a physician who contracts with and gets paid by various insurance companies. Today, I will share my opinion as a physician. I have had no end of problems dealing with the nine different insurance companies with which our office has nine distinct contracts. After one of our doctors has seen a patient, we submit a claim to that patient's insurance plan requesting payments. Three full-time employees work to make sure the claims we submit get paid correctly, but it seems that any reason is good enough for an insurer to underpay or deny payment, and if we don't catch the mistakes, we lose out. I pay my staff their hourly wage as they beg, bicker, and bargain so we can get reimbursed. I also pay my staff to overcome other barriers, such as prior authorizations that are required before patients can get medications, consults, or procedures. If the insurance companies would stop trying to underpay us and stop blocking the tests, procedures, and referrals that we order, I could run my office with fewer employees and the cost of medical care would decrease. Insurance companies take every opportunity to try to pay us less for our work. When the Affordable Care Act was rolled out, our office was offered a very low reimbursement rate to see Anthem Blue Cross's covered California patients, so we declined. However, Anthem gave patients deceptive insurance cards that looked identical to those of our contracted patients, and we were also falsely promoted as contracted providers on their website. Our office and patients did not find out who had covered California status and who had regular status until bills were denied, and it fell upon my staff to inform patients that their insurance had not covered their costs and that they owed money. Dumbfounded, families wept and raged at our medical billers. After sending out patient after patient in tears, my newest employee decided that the bad karma invoked by performing her duties could not be justified and moved on to a happier job. When things reach a point where your employees feel like they will face eternal damnation just for doing their job, then the system is broken. Every time your insurer refuses to pay for a procedure, they keep the money. Every time your insurer forgets to pay a claim, they keep the money. Every time an insurance company suckers some poor clinic into accepting low rates, they keep the money. The less they pay to the doctors who are actually doing the work, the more money they keep. The more health care they deny, the more money they make. Are we crazy to tolerate such a system? The Affordable Care Act, despite the best of intentions, has fortified a monster. By mandating that everyone purchase insurance, the industry feels emboldened to take advantage of patients and doctors. This leech has gotten firmly latched on to American medicine and is sucking out money and energy that could be put towards actually providing medical care. How long are we going to stand for this? This is Emily Dalton for Community Comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.